Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I wanted to really quickly mention that it looks like Harvey Weinstein was just found guilty. I don't have sentencing yet. I assume that happens coming up here. But the, I guess, 5 days of deliberations, and they had they were unanimous on two of the counts, and then one of them, they said, do we have to get a unanimous decision on all three? And in the end, the judge asked them to, and apparently they did. So Harvey Weinstein convicted today at his sexual assault trial, sealing his dizzying fall from powerful Hollywood studio boss to arch-villain of the hashtag MeToo movement.
All right, so we'll get more on that today, and
yeah, that'll be a big story going forward.
Right, tomorrow morning.
Yep.
When we're back. In the meantime, get ready for Jane. She's getting ready for you.
Oh, yeah.
She's coming up. Right.
Jane, playing a game.
Why'd you get rid of it?
Caught up to get by his real name.
Make him believe that you just don't feel the same. Ah, Jane.
That's right, party people. Jane's getting ready for you for this afternoon. We're going to finish up with some of your texts here.
You're playing a game. You never can win, girl. So I ask you, where you been, baby?
I like this part right here.
Like a cat and a mouse. A cat and a mouse. In house to house. Don't you pretend you don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, Jane.
Whoa.
Jump into the
bridge. We spent together.
Oh, wow. You know
whoa, you, are you listening to this song at home?
I know this song. Don't we know this song? I mean, this is like a hit song.
Sometimes I don't feel like we've ever gotten to the bridge.
I know.
You just knew the words.
I didn't. I don't think I knew the words.
I think you did.
You did know the words. Seems like you
did know them. Wow, you listen to the Jane song at home.
I do. Well, I love Jane. You know that. That's we have a special bond that you don't have with her. So.
Oh, actually, I think you stole my special bond.
Did I? Or
yeah.
Was it always just like you perceived that you had a special bond and it turned out it was me the whole time?
Might be that.
Right.
Could be.
Yeah.
I don't want to believe that.
No,
but,
I know you don't. I mean.
But all the proof does point to that, doesn't it?
Yeah, we were bonding over the weekend earlier today.
Oh, the weekend. Yeah, the weekend. I'm like, wait, what? You were bonding over the weekend earlier.
The guy, the weekend.
All right, okay.
Sunday?
Yeah,
Saturday
right.
And Sunday?
Yeah, we were bonding over Saturday and Sunday. And Friday. I mean, I really count Friday as part of the weekend.
Yeah, it's a kickoff.
Yeah. I suppose technically it's just Saturday.
So right now this conversation jumping in and out of the band guy, the weekend, and the actual weekend.
And the actual weekend.
Okay. All revolving around Jane, though.
Yep. Jane is the central point around which we all revolve.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Hey, Alice peeps, former Bay Area listener, now live in Indy. The tanker story is true. Check out the YouTube videos. That chick is rugged.
Oh. Rugged?
The
it's
lady.
Not a descriptor you often hear for
yanked her own baby out real quick. And then she saves a dude who's like about to get exploded in a tanker truck explosion. Superwoman lives.
That one's so good. Like, it even sounds like a tanker, you know? Like, there's almost fire happening afterward. Oh, boy, a secondary explosion.
Most ladies, They need help delivering the baby, and then they're like, you know, using a walker for like 6 days after. Oh, this lady, she just, there's a baby. Boom, here's a saved guy from a car accident. And then she's like, cracks her knuckles and eats a steak. What?
Nah, she's probably vegan. She probably likes saving the animals, too.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
All right, I'm with that. Hope she got a discount on her hospital bill for delivering her own baby.
Probably not.
I bet she did. Sure. Mm-hmm. What are you talking about?
Sure. Why not?
You guys are cracking me up today. Happy Monday. Thank you.
Oh, well, it's going to be the greatest week ever. So.
Oh, my gosh. I love the truck explosion sound effects. I'm laughing out loud. Happy Monday, guys.
Oh, thank you.
And then it says, still laughing. Don't stop. does anyone else love hearing Brinny's laugh in the background? Makes me smile whenever I hear him. Love y'all. Vin, what was your job when you worked at Disneyland? I was a shoeshine boy. My best friend at the time, Eric Dye, his dad, Gary Dye. I can't remember his dad's name.
The
Dyes.
Mr. Dye. Mr.
Dye. D-Y-E. Oh. Mr. Dye was the barber at Disneyland. Backstage.
Of course he was.
You
his
didn't
last
even
name is Dye.
Right. You didn't even see this part of Disneyland. You wouldn't know it as a customer.
But backstage is what it's referred
backstage, to. Backstage, he was the barber, and his son had done once the summer before.
As the shoeshine
boy. As the
boy.
Shoeshine boy. And then when he asked his son again, his son said, no, I'm going to hang out with Vin, and we're going to skateboard. And I was like, no, I need money. I'm going to take that.
I'll do it.
I'll do that. No problem. And he picked me up every day and took me to work with him.
Wow.
And for a whole summer, I shined shoes. And I also rode Space Mountain 3 or 4 times a morning before the place opened.
Oh,
they just let it keep going. Or I'd go in the game room, which used to be right there. It's not there anymore. And I would play games because all of them would be open. And all I had to do was press the button. Mm. Credits. There I am.
Boom.
Playing games. So, long answer that, short answer, I was a shoeshine boy. But Kim's phone audio of Bieber was better than this, it says. Sorry, guys. Eddie who? Hetfield who?
Listen.
You don't know Eddie Money and James Hetfield?
You need to get your head out of your ass.
Whoa.
I said it.
This text says, I love my kids, but they can be butt dots. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
There is a strange response every now and then where you're like, why you?
Mm-hmm.
And right now, as the missus is having to make every single thing this kid eats, at the end of it, to be like, yeah, I don't want that. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Clear out, everyone. It's going to get ugly. You know.
Yeah. Try to, you know.
It's like, what?
You got to appreciate
grown-ups have nothing better to do than slave for you?
As far as kids know, they don't.
Right. I
you know. It's they're appalled when something doesn't go exactly the way they wanted it to go. And you're going, you've got to be kidding me.
It's
and they're
like
not
this.
Kidding.
Nope. This smoothie's not as good as the last one. Oh.
Yeah.
Pushes it back.
Make this better.
Oh, my God. Have there been some knock? Well, there hasn't been any physical, but the screaming drag outs have been for real. Ay, ay, ay.
Nope, this one's not as good.
It's probably already in Sarah's driveway. You already have the RV, don't you?
God, it would be awesome. I'd love to come home and have it in my driveway.
Bryn, check the driveway when you get there today.
Tomorrow, y'all.
For Johnny.
Oh, now she has time to move it, though.
Shoot.
Yeah, I'm going to hide it in the neighborhood. I'm going to park it in front of somebody's open house.
Maybe you will.
Maybe I will. You don't know.
Let's see here.
Okay, I'm ready.
So did y'all watch The Outsider? It is getting so good, I just wasn't able to hear y'all this morning, and so I wasn't sure if you talked about it. I haven't seen the new episode.
No. I think we're waiting. We're going to wait until this weekend so we can watch 2 in a row with my son.
Oh, boy.
Gotta
wait. You and that son.
I know. Well, we like a show together. Oof. And he gets really mad at us if we don't wait.
Well, you've trained him. You've trained him. You have made this. You're like, yes,
we
we'll wait for you.
Yeah, we'll wait. I like watching it with him because we all discuss
it. I understand. I'm just saying. I mean, I don't. That's not happening ever for me. I get very little TV time, and when I do, I'm watching what I want.
Yeah.
The end. So do you, oh, that I already read that. Love Ballard. How about Michelle Rodriguez to play her? That could be good.
Yeah.
Renee Ballard is a great character from the author of the Bosch books, Michael Connelly.
Is he sort of going to pass the torch?
Now they're working things kind of together. Mm-hmm. It wasn't as contrived as it sound, but of course it was. But it's good. Really good. I hope they make a movie.
Is Michelle Rodriguez the one I have like a kind of a crush on?
Oh.
I don't know how you couldn't.
Possible. She is.
Because there's another Rodriguez that isn't the one I'm in love with.
What?
Yeah, she's...
Yeah, let me see her.
Hot.
Yeah, that's the one. I love her.
Mm-hmm.
She was on some other... She was either in a movie or some other show I saw. I'm like, oh, man. If I swung that way, I would be like,
she's
Michelle.
She's in Avatar. Remember that?
No.
She's like a pilot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I do remember that. Yeah, she's great. I love her.
Is she in the new Avatar, do you know?
Is anyone in the new Avatar? Nobody knows anything about it.
She's also in all the Fast and Furious movies.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Yes. That's right. I've never seen any of those. I should watch those for her.
You should. It's so good.
Let's see. 650 says, watch The Looking Glass for a second, and dang, you all waste a lot of paper. You should use tablets or your phones instead of needlessly printing and wasting resources.
Yeah, I know. We've actually talked a lot about that, how much paper we use here, because it's... Boy, it's a thing.
That's not the answer I was going to give.
Oh, what is it?
You try doing a show with the tablet and see how well that works out for you. You can't highlight anything.
No.
You lose spots of pages where you're supposed
to. It's, there needs to be an app that we can easily be able to manipulate the words and stuff.
I have my iPad here every day. I incorporate stories from my iPad all the time.
Yeah, we basically use a ream of paper a day, though. It's awful. But we do recycle.
Down.
We have cut down.
Look. It takes what it takes. We got to do the show. We got to have information. We need to be able to highlight things on it.
Yep. Nicole and I try very hard to make sure we can put everything on one page in a document and get rid of the formatting so that it's...
And we've come up with tons of ways, too, to sort of... What do they call that? Your neutralize your eco footprint.
Oh, right.
What is that?
Your carbon footprint.
Your carbon footprint. We don't use toilet paper in this building.
No, we don't. We just use our hands.
Right.
So it's, you know...
Don't shake our hands.
Or do I wash my hands? I just don't dry them with paper.
Right.
I just wipe them on my pants.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Vinny, you'll be okay. My little brother was a Hulk baby, too. He had 7 concussions and 58 stitches by the age of 6. He survived and now has a wife and 4 boys. Oh. Your Hulk will be okay.
Yeah, she'll be fine.
Yeah. I won't.
Yeah, you won't.
She will.
She'll be fine. Yeah, how's your dad in that scenario?
Yeah, that's a better question.
Hulk baby. I actually love the whole Hulk baby thing. Like, I think you should do a whole cartoon series on Hulk baby.
You know what's been happening lately is I have these, like, not violent, but these crazy outbursts when I see her going down. And it scares the missus who's in another room. She'll be like, what happened? And come running. And I'll be like, she fell.
Yeah.
But I'm apparently making it worse because I'm like, oh my God. Or sometimes she doesn't fall, and then it's really bad because I just made it seem like the kid was going to die, and then she pulled it. Who knew?
Yeah, she's pulling more and more things. That rock climbing thing, that's the thing. She looked at that thing and went, I'm climbing that. In her little baby brain, she's all, stop it, I'm going.
Right, there's a point on that video where you can see she's got her face pushed into the wall, and she's sort of leveraging, and she's not stopping. She's just reconfiguring her hands and then gets the... I swear, that's the only reason I posted it. I'm like, wow, that kid's into it.
Maybe she'll wind up being some, like, you know, Mondo extreme sports chick or something.
Maybe.
I can see that happening.
I'm down.
I'll give her a bag of chalk that she put in her waistband.
Keep her hands dry. Yeah.
Vinny, I love you even more. I only recently started PayPal, and although I like it, I refuse to do Venmo and Apple Pay. I don't need it.
Okay.
That's what you think.
Yeah, right up until someone's like, no, you have to pay me, and I don't have that, so here's what you have to get.
Vinny,
you owe me money.
You did the wrong thing.
What'd you do?
Do the work and then you play. This is about the cheerleader that I hung out with instead of going to see Beavis and Butthead for crying out loud.
We couldn't believe it.
I was put up in a Beverly Hills hotel room and had a hot cheerleader that wanted to hang with me that night.
And you had obligations. There was a reason you were put up there and flown out there. I mean, somebody paid for a ticket and a hotel room for you so you would go.
I said the
movie
was great.
He comes back and tells us how great the trip was and how much he loved the movie. And a day later, they're like, we're never working with you again because that
That's
guy didn't.
That's not how it went.
Oh, really? What part of that is not right? It was
I'm
2 days
sure.
later?
It
what?
Was me. I don't know.
I didn't even go. We're like, what? Jim, that was the first time I ever saw Jim McGuinn really mad. He was mad.
Staples Center is in near LA Live, which is literally like a mini Times Square. That's what we were talking about. I thought
okay,
that,
maybe that's the thing I was right next
that's
to.
That's what I'm saying. So I think like that Staples Center is part of a downtown district area hang spot. So they're going to be packed in there today. In fact, in 30 minutes, the Kobe Bryant Memorial begins.
Yep. The TMZ live stream starts in just a couple minutes. Oh, look at the time. The live stream starts in 4 minutes.
Happy Mardi Gras Eve. Bring your beads tomorrow. Do beads work in here?
I don't think so.
Do you have to?
Well,
you
might as well get some and find out.
Okay.
See if it works, you know.
Well, this side of the board's going to throw beads over at you.
Oh,
and
I was
going
to throw them at you.
What?
Take your shirt off. See what you got. Yeah, listen, you don't want to see the old lady cans over here, please. Let's just keep
Tell us what we want to see.
Let's keep it a mystery. Yeah. Let's just, you know, imagine that they look fantastic.
I saw them that one time. They look great.
No.
Although they looked like half the size they are
Jesus
now. I swear,
Christ,
I feel like, did you get fake boobs since we...
You walked right into it, sir.
It's so weird.
Such a dream.
Those things don't double.
You're such a little dream.
Oh, yeah, right.
Put your hands in the air. Oh, no.
New Order Pet Shop Boys reminds me of clubbing in the 80s, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know if underage clubs counts as clubbing.
Sure it does. It was like pre-clubbing. And you know you were pre-drinking. It's not like you went to the underage club and just went there and acted like a nice young man.
No, you're right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Nightscapes.
Vinny, he mentioned his very pregnant wife during his Oscar speech. Yeah, I didn't see that.
Oh, did he?
I didn't see that.
I didn't see it either, I guess.
I looked at very little of the Oscars this year. Mm. Sarah, have you lost a lot of weight doing the kind of keto thing?
Yeah, like 6 pounds. I really haven't lost a lot. I feel good, though. I feel pretty good. I don't know. I'm hungry all the time. That's nothing new, though.
Sarah.
What?
Starting March 8th, it will be darker in the morning.
Yeah, I know. I realized after the fact I had that backwards. It'll be darker in the morning, but the day will get longer, so it'll be lighter, longer. But then overall, it'll be lighter. Because right around the end of June, when the longest day of the year is, it is lightish on the way in.
Just checked Baker Mayfield's Instagram account, and he has disabled all comments.
Oh, this is...
Well, that's because he's a married guy who just got caught getting a strong Australian kiss in a parking lot at Cheesecake Factory.
Which is the best part. That's really why the story matters, because this guy met a chick he met online at a Cheesecake Factory, got what he was going to get,
and then ripped,
and booted her right
ripped
out, of the car.
Out of there.
Like, all right, thanks, bye.
And then somehow expected her to keep his secret?
Right.
Okay.
Well, I thought it was going to be his girlfriend.
What's coming? Oh, there's
nothing
coming
up.
My God, this show went by so fast.
It's so crazy. Well, we're having fun.
All right.
That's what happens. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. One down. Best week ever. Have a great day today.
Yeah, stay with us because we're open all day and then Jane comes on and she's already working on her show.
She's amazing.
Yep.
She really, you know, she's like kind of the overlord here now.
Yeah.
You got to be on your best behavior.
Well,
her.
She's got it all going too. She picks the music. Yep. She's like a supermodel.
Yep.
Okay,
I don't know how
two
she
things.
Got the time.
She picks music and she's a supermodel.
Right. Well.
And she's going to Disneyland this week too.
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding? You got what?
Mm-hmm.
God, man.
God, Disney was kind of giving me a wink for a minute there, and now I can't get their attention for the life of me. What happened?
Well, you're fighting against Jane, that's why.
Yeah, you know, Jane's like...
Did I blow it?
No, I don't think you blew it. I actually think maybe Jane's like pulling a fast one. She probably said, oh, yeah, Disney, he can't go. No. So I'll just... it's all right. I'll do it.
I'm trying to think. I didn't...
She's a tricker.
I didn't,
you didn't blow it. You did a
cheerleader when I was at Disney. I had a family and kids.
Yeah.
I went to all the stuff I was supposed to. Mm. You think they heard about the movie thing?
No. We haven't talked about that for a while.
Oh, all right.
They heard about it today, though.
Oh, well. Yeah.
But, you're so mature now.
I am.
Yeah. Jane.
He's playing.
Jane, she's going to Disney.
It's so funny. You know what? You bring back that emotion that I had after I got back because you guys were really mad. And I'm like, you guys, a cheerleader.
No.
Like, you would have wanted to be with a cheerleader, right?
Sure, but then we would have said, oh, but we got flown out here by a movie company, put up in a hotel, and our obligation is to go and see this movie.
I hear you, but...
So, after
but
the
wink
two-hour
and high-five
movie,
me.
Well, then I'll do the cheerleader.
Right, you hear the way she's being? That's the way she was, and I was like, right, I get it. You got to be that way, but then wink and high-five.
No,
and
no wink and high-five.
No wink and high-five!
No, you got sent out to do a job.
Maybe off the air she'll wink and high-five.
No, I'm not going to be winking and high-fiving.
We'll see.
Okay,
weird?
Well, let's find out. We'll go off the air
it's
and you just can
too
find
much.
Out.
It's too much.
Yeah, have a great day, everyone. It's going to be the best week ever. See you tomorrow.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.